Welcome to Under Construction, Why So Serious on Growth in the Greater Dayton Area. I'm Lewis Wallace. This week, we're going back to West Dayton and Trotwood, where people have seen all kinds of businesses boarded up, from banks to grocery stores to Best Buys. Catherine Crosby is head of the Dayton Human Relations Council, and she says the West Side is seeing a perfect storm of increasing poverty, population loss, low wages, and property values that have crashed since the recession.
When you mix all of that together, you know, a high concentration of poverty, which means that you have less disposable income, which means that you have less income to purchase products, that means that the businesses begin to surface. And so it's just a really nice mix of disinvestment for a community. And then to add to it, you have the foreclosure, which means that you have vacant properties, which means you have a reduction in residents. The other challenge is that, you know, Dayton is a city of small businesses. Our success from an economic development standpoint is going to be based on our small business development. We're not a city that's going to attract Fortune 500 companies. So helping people to understand that when you go to support some of these larger chains versus the small businesses that are in your community, you further strain our ability to impact the community in a positive way from an economic standpoint.
And what more do you think can be done in West Dayton and in Trotwood to support small business growth?
Well, I think definitely one of the things that we have to do is to help the consumers or the residents in those communities understand how important it is to support businesses that are located there, particularly small businesses.
And it seems like there's kind of a downward spiral effect, which has been a discussion recently on a national level. There's been a lot of talk about economic mobility and the growing lack of economic mobility. Right. Do you think that economic immobility is growing in Dayton?
I think that, you know, Dayton is the largest city in the county. We have a higher concentration, I think, of poverty in our community. And so I definitely think that that's a challenge. It's no secret that we also suffer from a brain drain. So while we have a large number of colleges in the area, we have a hard time retaining those students. And so we've made a huge investment in trying to figure out how do we retain college graduates. So if we're not able to retain those individuals that have the potential for higher income, then yes, it does challenge our economic mobility.
And you at the Human Relations Council also work on specifically issues of discrimination, mm-hmm. and also supporting minority businesses. Right. What are some examples of how you see discrimination playing out and affecting or interacting with that question of economic mobility?
I think one of the things that happens, you know, and some will label it discrimination, but I definitely think there's some disadvantage. There's a network of individuals that are comfortable with working with certain businesses, and sometimes that means that our minority businesses or our female businesses may not have access to that. We've done a disparity study that shows that there has been discrimination in the marketplace when it comes to procurement opportunities or construction opportunities, and so that's why we've set up certification programs for disadvantaged businesses to make sure that there are opportunities available to them. One of the things that we do through our Minority Business Assistance Center is help to build the capacity of those centers, but the other thing that we also do is that when we have larger scale projects that are happening in the community, like the Racino project, like the Dayton Metro Library project, what we try to do is we try to encourage the owners of those projects to work with disadvantaged businesses to increase their economic opportunity, and that eventually it will help the economic base in the Dayton community. The saying goes that you're only as strong as your weakest link. So if we're not developing all of our businesses, if we're not supporting all of our community, then the entire community suffers.
That's Catherine Crosby with the Dayton Human Relations Council, a city project that works for harmony and equal opportunity across Dayton. The Human Relations Council is working with minority and women companies on access to contracts for the Dayton Metro Library rebuilding and the new Racino under construction on Wagner Ford Road. And this is Under Construction, Why So Serious on Growth in the Greater Dayton Area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.